I have been working to share the story of Spaceship One in book form with the world. And of course, because of all of my, you know, contacts with the folks who worked on Spaceship One, I've, you know, kept up with everybody out in Mojave and have, you know, watched and followed the development of Virgin Galactic's program. I have to tell you that the enthusiasm that has been shown outwardly by Virgin Galactic and by Sir Richard certainly does not match at all with the technology behind the scenes. And there's a big gap there, and has been for quite some time. And I will be documenting that.
Right.
And it's a real problem. And I will tell you this as well, that this engine that exploded today, even if they had had a successful flight, and even if they had not stolen my friend's life, okay?
Right.
They would not have ever gotten anywhere near space with this engine, okay? So all right. I am here to say that they took this pilot's life, and this engine still would not have gotten customers to space.
Right.
And I want people to know that now. And I am sure that Virgin Galactic is going to be very unhappy with me for telling the truth. But it is time the truth be told, because that is the truth.
Right. Well, while we consider, Brooke, we can pull all these strands of what we're hearing. And what Joelle there is saying is, excuse me, is extremely important, because as Poppy will attest, as Joelle will attest, myself, any one of us who have covered this story, it is a constant pendulum between the enthusiasm and the can-do and the, if you want to put it bluntly, the Star Trek nature of finally getting people into space, ordinary people, you, me, those who, whatever, get them into space.